1. Listing Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. For this Thanksgiving Day, I got a gift from Nancy. How about you, Linda?
You did? I have got one present from Jack, but nothing from Peter or Mike.
Question. From whom did the woman receive a gift? Two. The Reading Club's yearly Open Day activity starts on December the 20th, and it will last for a full 10 days.
So late. This year's activity starts 5 days later than last year's.
Question. When did last year's activity start? Three. How would you like your hairstyle to be changed, Mum?
Get it short on the sides and have it coloured purple.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? Four. Has David got used to everything in his new school?
Well, he just arrived here a week ago, and don't you think he needs more time?
Question. What does the woman mean? 5. What a wonderful game with Lane Fraud School. But how disappointing that we finally lost it.
But no one can say that Lane Fraud didn't deserve it.
Question. What does the woman think of the result of the game? 6. There's a talk show about global warming tonight.
If it's not about the job report I am busy with right now, I am not interested at all.
Question. What is the woman probably doing now? 7. Do you know that the new bakery in the neighbourhood is opening next week?
I can hardly wait to try the cakes there.
Question. What does the woman mean? 8. It's high time parents paid attention to children's mental health.
I can't agree with you more, although many parents still can't realise the importance of it.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Nine. Can you drive us to the airport tomorrow?
I called the garage just now and they told me that they can't have my car fixed till the day after tomorrow.
Question. What does the woman imply?
10. Mr. Bright, there were 3 people calling in for you this morning while you were at the meeting.
Thanks, Mary. And can you check my schedule for tomorrow?
Question. What's the probable relationship between the man and the woman? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Carlton Joseph is a fashion designer. But not just any fashion designer. He appears on television, he writes books, and he owns his own fashion house. Born in 1980, Carlton started designing clothes when he was 11. His father owned a clothes store, and Carlton used to work there at the weekend. Then he did a design course at college. When he was 21, someone suggested doing a TV program. He made his first show, Carlton's Clothes, in 2004, and he wrote his first book in the same year. Since then, he has written 4 more books. Carlton got married to TV producer Susan Mills in 2005. 3 months ago, Carlton started his new company. He called it Design Carlton. At work, Carlton always wears black trousers and a black coat. But at home, or when he goes out, he wears clothes with bright colours, such as red, blue, and yellow. He is especially crazy about new glasses. He buys a new pair every few weeks. "I like to look different every day," he says. Carlton started wearing glasses when he was 12. He dyed his hair red when he was 18. It is still red, and this year, for the first time, he has grown a beard. Carlton Joseph is a fashion designer. But not just any fashion designer. He appears on television, he writes books, and he owns his own fashion house. Born in 1980, Carlton started designing clothes when he was 11. His father owned a clothes store, and Carlton used to work there at the weekend. Then he did a design course at college. When he was 21, someone suggested doing a TV program. He made his first show, Carlton's Clothes, in 2004, and he wrote his first book in the same year. Since then, he has written 4 more books. Carlton got married to TV producer Susan Mills in 2005. 3 months ago, Carlton started his new company. He called it Design Carlton. At work, Carlton always wears black trousers and a black coat. But at home, or when he goes out, he wears clothes with bright colours, such as red, blue, and yellow. He is especially crazy about new glasses. He buys a new pair every few weeks. "I like to look different every day," he says. Carlton started wearing glasses when he was 12. He dyed his hair red when he was 18. It is still red, and this year, for the first time, he has grown a beard.
Questions. 11. When did Carlton write his first book?
What didn't Carlton do according to the passage?
Which statement is true about Carlton?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
A city without cars would be very strange, right? But Venice is such a city. Venice is in the northeast of Italy. It wasn't built on land like Beijing or Shanghai, but on more than 110 islands. Seawater is everywhere around the city. Even so, travel isn't that difficult. The waterways have always been the best way to get around. There are 117 waterways and more than 400 bridges that can guide you where you want to go. People in Venice move from place to place by boat. Water makes the city special, but it is also a big problem. Sometimes tourists will have such strange experiences. One moment they walk across the Rialto Bridge, and there's nothing special. But then they come back to the bridge an hour later, it's underwater, and everyone is wearing rain shoes. Once, people used too much underground water. This made the city get lower little by little. Now the city has gone down by 23 centimetres. Another problem is the rising seawater. The temperature has risen over the years. This has made ice of the Arctic Ocean melt. Every year, high waters hit the city in autumn and winter. When a lot of water comes, more than half of the city is underwater. Scientists are trying different ways to stop the city from getting even lower. The Italian government has asked some of Italy's biggest companies to build the MOST project, which was planned to be built under the seawater to stop the rising water. Anyway, this project is helping solve the problem. A city without cars would be very strange, right? But Venice is such a city. Venice is in the northeast of Italy. It wasn't built on land like Beijing or Shanghai, but on more than 110 islands. Seawater is everywhere around the city. Even so, travel isn't that difficult. The waterways have always been the best way to get around. There are 117 waterways and more than 400 bridges that can guide you where you want to go. People in Venice move from place to place by boat. Water makes the city special, but it is also a big problem. Sometimes tourists will have such strange experiences. One moment they walk across the Rialto Bridge, and there's nothing special. But then they come back to the bridge an hour later, it's underwater, and everyone is wearing rain shoes. Once, people used too much underground water. This made the city get lower little by little. Now the city has gone down by 23 centimetres. Another problem is the rising seawater. The temperature has risen over the years. This has made ice of the Arctic Ocean melt. Every year, high waters hit the city in autumn and winter. When a lot of water comes, more than half of the city is underwater. Scientists are trying different ways to stop the city from getting even lower. The Italian government has asked some of Italy's biggest companies to build the MOST project, which was planned to be built under the seawater to stop the rising water. Anyway, this project is helping solve the problem.
Questions. 14. Which is the best way to travel in Venice?
Why is Venice getting lower and lower?
16. What's the best title of this passage?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Good morning. Could I talk to John Hines, please?
Speaking.
Hello, John. It's Mary. I got your message on the answering machine. What's the problem?
Oh, Mary. Well, it's the Grimsby plant again, I'm afraid. The robots on line 3 have gone wrong, and the line is at a standstill.
Can't you replace them with the stand-ins?
I'm afraid not. The stand-ins are already in use on line 6. And the ones from line 6 are being serviced.
When did this happen, John?
Well, they've been making a low continuous sound for a day or two, but they finally went dead at 2:30 this afternoon.
I see. What did you do? Have you tried the whole plant?
Not yet, Mary. I thought I'd better get your okay first.
Okay. Get on the phone to Tom and try to get their stand-ins over tonight. We have to be back at full capacity tomorrow morning. Is it a major job to repair our robots?
About a week. That's what the maintenance engineer says.
Right. Well, if you can get the ones from Tom, please ask Tom to inform Sheffield that he may need their stand-ins in case of emergency during the next week.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mary.
You are most welcome.
Sorry to spoil your day off.
It doesn't matter.
Good morning. What can I do for you?
Good morning. Could I talk to John Hines, please?
Speaking.
Hello, John. It's Mary. I got your message on the answering machine. What's the problem?
Oh, Mary. Well, it's the Grimsby plant again, I'm afraid. The robots on line 3 have gone wrong, and the line is at a standstill.
Can't you replace them with the stand-ins?
I'm afraid not. The stand-ins are already in use on line 6, and the ones from line 6 are being serviced.
When did this happen, John?
Well, they've been making a low continuous sound for a day or two, but they finally went dead at 2:30 this afternoon.
I see. What did you do? Have you tried the whole plant?
Not yet, Mary. I thought I'd better get your okay first.
Okay. Get on the phone to Tom and try to get their stand-ins over tonight. We have to be back at full capacity tomorrow morning. Is it a major job to repair our robots?
About a week. That's what the maintenance engineer says.
Right. Well, if you can get the ones from Tom, please ask Tom to inform Sheffield that he may need their stand-ins in case of emergency during the next week.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mary.
You are most welcome.
Sorry to spoil your day off.
It doesn't matter.
Questions 17. What did the man do before the telephone conversation?
What does the man say about line 3 in the Grimsby plant?
What is the man's purpose in calling the woman?
20. Where is the woman at the time of the conversation?